encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, guess what? You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Hump Day Wednesday, October 3rd. Can you believe it? We have ushered in a new month already. If you're just getting your Wednesday morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And I know many of you are saying, where the heck have you guys been? Well, I tell you what, if you stay on point this morning, we're going to tell you where we've been. And it is probably, D.C., one of the most important conversations that we will have personally with our family. That's you, our listeners. So we want you to call up every single person that you know this morning, because we are going to have a critically important conversation, a very personal conversation, but one that we feel absolutely, positively necessary for us to share with you. However, we are so excited to be back. Many of you know that we never, never take off, not even for holidays, because we're committed. We're committed to making the network work, and we're committed to being here to be the change that we want to see. And that's just a commitment that we've made, and we've been able to do that, and we're blessed to have been able to do that. But we are happy to be back, and we want to thank DC, all of the people that called us up, that emailed us, that texted us, and said, is everything okay? Well, we are back on this Hump Day Wednesday morning. And as I said before, we really, really have to talk. So we want to make sure that you get on point this morning. Make sure that you let everybody know that you know to get on point, because this is an important conversation. Now, as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. So we want you to be mindful. Stay engaged. There's lots of construction going on through cities throughout the state, and especially right here in Alexandria. So please give yourself enough time on this Wednesday morning to get there safely. But most importantly, give yourself enough time to slow down through school zones. I don't know about you, but I have made a personal commitment, and I hope that you will as well, not to text, and not to use my cellular device if and when I'm driving, that if somebody is texting me, it can absolutely wait until I get to a safe place, especially in the mornings. And you know, I say to you every single morning that we leave very early. And so we have a chance to see kids unattended at bus stops. No condemnation, but you know, parents have to get to work, kids have to get to school. And so subsequently, many kids are standing at bus stops at, what do you call it? Is it right before the sun comes up? Daybreak. Right before day breaks, kids are standing out there unattended, and one wrong move could create a problem. So just a reminder, make sure you're staying engaged, if not for yourself, for others. Remember, 9 o'clock is the magic hour, and we want you to stay engaged, not only in the morning, but all day long. It's just critically important. Help our bus drivers out, help our crossing guards out, and we'll all be safer in the mornings. Anyway, we're pleased to be back, and we thank you again for all of your concern. And when we come back, we've got to have a conversation, and it is a conversation that every single person within the sound of my voice this morning needs to be on point for. Stay with us, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's 7:41 a.m., and today is Wednesday, October 3rd. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's October 3rd. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, and it's 7:47 a.m. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And here's Rosa's number. It's 318-487-1881. Now, we'd also like to share with you a few announcements, things that are happening in and around various different communities. And we remind you all the time, if you've got information that you'd like to share, events that are coming up, we'd love to hear about them. And the way that you do that is by phoning our offices at 318-445-5658, or you can simply mail them to us at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. And then you can zip it up with 71302. Want to remind you about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. It's located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana. And Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. is the pastor. They are having their pastor's anniversary. And that's going to be happening this weekend, October the 7th. The pastor is celebrating 26 years, he and the First Lady. And the speaker for the event will be Pastor Willie James Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church right here in Alexandria and his choir. So that is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. And we can't say enough good and positive things about Pastor Chris Augustine and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. They have supported Team OPT in our fight to eradicate breast cancer since he got on board with the network last year. So Pastor Augustine and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, congratulations on 26 years. And thank you, a heartfelt thank you from Team OPT for helping us to be the change that we all want to see in saying hell no to breast cancer. Thank you so much. We also want to remind you that it is flu shot season again. Yes, it is upon us already. And the Kiwanis Club of Alexandria, in cooperation with the Alexandria Mall, is providing, get this, completely free influenza vaccinations for children ages 6 months through 18 years old. 6 months, so that's babies, 6 months and through 18 years of age. Only those ages. That is going to be happening Saturday, October the 6th at the Alexandria Mall at the Burlington Coat Factory Court. So right there where Burlington is in that court, they are going to be giving absolutely free flu shots. And it's going to start at 10 when the mall opens, and it's going to go through 4 p.m. And this is what they're asking. They're asking parents of those persons responsible will be asked to sign a vaccination record form, which will be placed on file at the parish health unit. Certified nurses and physicians will be present to administer the vaccine and oversee the program. So this is an incredibly wonderful program, and we want to encourage and remind every single person that needs to get a flu shot to go out to the Alexandria Mall. Mark it on your calendar. It's this Saturday, at the mall from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Another really cool thing that's happening at the mall, another one of our great partners, is Dillard's of Alexandria. They are having their bra fit. Now, it is a big, big deal, and we're going to try to get them in hopefully tomorrow to talk about the bra fit. And we want every single woman, especially if you're not wearing the right sized bra, to go into this bra fit. And part of those proceeds are going to be donated to breast cancer. We're going to tell you more about that. We're going to get hopefully Catherine Kyles in from Dillard's, who is the manager of the lingerie department, to come in and to talk about that. And we want to thank Dillard's for being the change that they want to see. And we want to thank them for partnering with us in helping to eradicate breast cancer and to, again, say hell no. Now, switching gears, you guys know that we had been off Monday and Tuesday, and we actually thought we were going to be off for the entire week. So we want to thank all of you again for phoning us, for texting us, for emailing, and for inquiring what the heck's going on with you guys. Well, as many of you know who listen to the show every single day, you know that we are proponents for change and for raising money and raising awareness in our community. And in our efforts to do that, we, in sowing those seeds, you know, we talk about seed sowing all the time. Well, in sowing those seeds, we got blessed, and that's what we're going to call it, blessed. Many of you may remember that several months ago, maybe even longer, DC, we had a huge push for men to go out and have their prostate checked. Now, before I go any further, I want every woman, all my fishermen, all my men who love sports, who love to hear us talk about fishing and sports, I want you to listen to this conversation very, very carefully. For all of those women who have men in their lives that they love and care about, this is a conversation you cannot afford to miss. And so, as we stomped for prostate cancer, and we just told every single person that we could to come out and get tested, well, we said that DC would be leading the way in getting tested. And DC, you did.
I did.
You did. And I want you to talk about, first of all, what went into your thought process in getting tested, because it's a test that no man wants to think about.
Absolutely. What happened was they were having a a prostate screening. We were pushing it. We were campaigning for it. And so in my quest to get more people to show up and go, I decided that I would get checked too. And at the time, we thought that you needed to be 50 years old before you start getting your prostate checked. Now we know it's actually 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of people, you know, and I myself, I can't speak for others, but I had that crossed up. And we went over and we did get the prostate examination. And so they come back and they say, well, your PSA is a little high. No problem. We'll just check it again in a few months just to make sure that it's fine.
And let me just stop you right there to tell people that the PSA stands for prostate specific antigen. And it is a score that they give you when you go and have your prostate checked. Okay. And so they said at that point it was a little bit high, and then what?
Yes, it was a little bit high. And normally what they do in a situation like that is they just let a few months lapse and you go back in and you have it checked again. So about 5 months later, I went back
mm-hmm.
to see the doctor and got it checked again. And they said, oh, it came down some, but it was still high.
And then the issue here is that prostate and prostate cancer really affects older men. So there was no real concern
right.
because DC is only 46 years young.
And 45 at the time.
And 45 at the time. And then so what happened?
So after I went back in to have, when they said, okay, I got my PSA checked again, they said it's still high, so what we're going to do is a biopsy. And what that is they go in and take samples from your prostate to send it in to get it checked to see if there's anything abnormal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we scheduled the biopsy. We did the biopsy. And the biopsy is rather a simple procedure, too. It's a little intrusive, but it's not a bad procedure. You know, I mean, you hear stories about it, and it is sort of.
And how did you really feel about it?
Well, I didn't want to have it.
Right.
You know, I didn't really want to have it, but I knew it had to be done. You know, it's one of those things where you decide that, you know, this is just what I'm going to have to do for my health. And it's just like women with mammograms. You know, you just have to have it.
Right.
And so we went in and did the biopsy. And I was, you know, I felt like, you know, I'm healthy as a horse.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that I have any type of cancer, you know. So, you know, I went in reluctantly, but I went in and I got the biopsy.
Reluctantly?
Yeah, I went in, you know, I didn't want to go.
Reluctantly is a nice way of putting it. Ladies and gentlemen, he went in only kicking and screaming.
Right. But I went in.
But he did nevertheless
yes.
go in. So, do we need to take a quick break here before we talk about what happened after the biopsy?
Well,
are we good?
Yeah, we can go ahead and take a break.
Let's take a quick break here. Y'all, we would not be sharing this story, this information at this time if we did not absolutely, unequivocally know that it is critical to all that are listening. Stay on point. Stay on point. We're back after this.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday. Yes, we are here live, and if your morning is just getting rolling, it's 8:05. Today is Wednesday, October the 3rd, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with a heart, and also our partners in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Also, if you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, Davis One Stop, another proud sponsor and great partner with Team OPT to say hell no to eradicating breast cancer. Listen, if you're traveling on Highway 71, please stop by Davis. They are doing an absolutely incredible job in helping to be the change that they want to see. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, who is also great partners with us in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And we want to welcome DC, a new sponsor, a new partner to Team OPT, and that's Southern Heritage Bank. And Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank with great concerns for meeting the financial needs of their residents in Rapides, Catahoula, and LaSalle parishes. Also, Get Wired Satellites and McDonald's of Pineville. Can't say enough about McDonald's of Pineville. If you're in Pineville, we want you to help us to pink out the Pineville McDonald's. All you've got to do is go in, and for $1, you can go in and buy a pink ribbon and help to eradicate breast cancer. Say loud and proud, hell no to breast cancer. And you know what? Hell no to cancer altogether. If you're just joining us, we're talking about our story. You know, on Monday and Tuesday, we were off, and they were absolutely some harrowing days. We were not on vacay by any stretch. And before we went to the break, we were telling you about the importance of women understanding we've got to be the change in helping our men to get checked for prostate. Now, the numbers are equally as staggering in terms of the statistics with men and prostate cancer. And the last studies from the Centers of Disease Control show that 214,000 plus men in the United States were diagnosed with prostate cancer. And almost 30,000 men in the United States have died from prostate cancer. But on the up note, there are some 2 million men who are prostate cancer survivors. And that's what we're talking about this morning. And so we were telling you in our quest to step up and help organizations that are trying to make the difference in the community, we did that with prostate. And DC went through the journey, and we're continuing through the journey. And so after you had your biopsy, then what, DC?
Well, after the biopsy, they called us back in, and they said that I did have prostate cancer.
And you know what? Cancer is the most feared word. Absolutely. It is the most feared diagnosis that you can receive. And nevertheless, we were shaken.
Absolutely, because it threw us so bad, because I just didn't, even though my PSA was high and they said my prostate was a little large and that could actually cause it to be a little high,
mm-hmm.
I actually thought that's what it was. Because when you have early stages of prostate cancer, there are no warning signs. There's absolutely nothing to let you know that you may have prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're fully healthy. Everything is working properly. And you know, because I went in and got diagnosed so early, it was microscopic amounts of cancer in the prostate.
Mm-hmm.
It's such small amounts that you would never know that you had it unless you got checked.
Right. And so, yes, we were shaken.
Big time.
But then we decided to shake ourselves loose, because we are believers. let me just say that even believers get shaken when you hear the C word.
Absolutely.
And we have known for some time, and we have known that because we have this very incredible, incredible medium, we must, it is our responsibility, it is our call from God to share this with you. And so after we found out and after we went through that grieving process and understanding what this meant, we got to work.
Absolutely. Because at the beginning, you know, it seemed like it wasn't what it was. It seemed like, okay, cancer, you're going to be dead. You know, the last diagnosis of cancer I got was my brother, Harry Keith.
It's okay. It's a tough conversation for us to have because it had not even been a year since DC's brother went home to be with the Lord. And when that happened, when we got the news, he was literally dead in a matter of a few weeks. And so we were even more shaken. But then we got to work. And we started to get the information. And we don't want this conversation to be a sad conversation because we're emotional simply because cancer invokes emotion. And when you hear us say, hell no, it's so meaningful to us because we're fighting right now. And so after we got the diagnosis, we had to really process.
Right.
And then what?
Well, after we got the diagnosis, we had to decide what we were going to do. And, you know, what was really strange about the fact that I had prostate cancer at only 46 years old is that prostate cancer really affects men that are a lot older.
Right.
And in the cases of a man who's 65 that has early stages of prostate cancer, the chances of something else killing him or him dying natural causes before the prostate cancer gets him is very real. So a lot of times they just sort of watch it. But being 46 years old and having prostate cancer, the likely chance of that prostate cancer coming out before I'm old enough for something else to kill me is not as good. So we had to make a decision as to whether we were going to watch it, whether we're going to do a form of chemo to try to treat it. You know, and then there's all types of things that could happen. A lot of men just don't like to deal with it because of the fact that you'll have erectile dysfunction, you've got incontinence, things that happen as they go in to try to treat it with different types of treatment.
Right.
So the plan for us needed to be what stage of treatment or what avenue that we were going to choose. And so what after, and being that it was such early stage.
Early detection.
Right. We were able to really just take our time and consult with our physicians and other professionals. We went down to Houston.
To MD Anderson.
Right, we consulted with the professionals down at MD Anderson. And we just got as much information as we could so that we could make informed, intelligent, a good decision about which avenue to take.
And let me just stop you right there, GC, because for every man and every woman who is listening, who loves the man, whether it's your father, your husband, your significant other, your grandfather, when we got to MD Anderson, and we want to thank Dr. Gary Jones for setting us up with a world-renowned physician. I mean, the absolute best in the country.
Absolutely.
At MD Anderson. And he literally sat down for almost 3 hours. And for somebody to do that with you is nothing but favor. And the first thing he said is, you're very young to have prostate cancer. So this is a disease very much like breast cancer. It doesn't necessarily care about your age, doesn't care about your race. And the statistics tell us that 1 in 6 men absolutely will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. And then so after we do all this critical research to make an informed, good decision, we do make a decision. And we decide that it would be best for us and our family to have what is called a radical prostatectomy. And that's where they go in and they remove the prostate. But before doing that, we spoke to numbers of men who are DC's age and younger, who had had this procedure and who had nothing but the best results.
Absolutely. The Da Vinci robotic surgery has been around for quite some time, and people have been having large amounts of success. 76% of the men who actually have had the surgery come away with it being just like they were before they actually had the surgery.
In other words, and that's a nice way of saying that men are still having erections and still able to function sexually. And this is why this disease is so underdiagnosed, because men are afraid for their manhood.
Absolutely. And it is. It is. When you're faced with this, you know, being a man who has been faced with it, I understand now why men approach it the way that they do. But you can't just let it go. There's people who decide that they're not going to do anything because prostate cancer is very slow moving. But if you get a more aggressive form, it can move faster and you can be dead inside of a few years.
Right.
You know, so it is not anything to be taken lightly. And so we decided, because I was 46, it was just best for us to go ahead and have it taken out. And that's what we were doing this week.
Right. But what happened was that we did make the appointment to go in and to have the surgery on Monday morning. And we got there and all seemed fine.
Absolutely. And the surgery,
prostatectomy.
Prostatectomy is really it's a serious surgery, but it's not as hard on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way it works, the robot, and they go in 6 different places with needles, and they can actually see, and they actually, the surgeon is not doing the surgery. He's actually controlling the robot. The robot is actually doing the touching.
Right.
And the actual contact with the person that's having the surgery. So, and so it's just really, really accurate. It's a skilled surgeon can go in and do one, and you can walk away. The recovery time is quick. I was actually slated to get out of the hospital no more than 2 days. Actually, the next day, no more than 2 days. If everything went fine, the next day.
Right.
So we knew it was really not that intrusive. It wasn't going to be a situation where I was going to be down for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured off work a week, you know, and we would just take off and just explain all the details once we got back. It would be easier to do it that way.
But something fortuitous happened.
Absolutely.
We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what happened. It's so important, y'all. I hope that you feel our hearts and know that we are sharing this information for all of the people who are listening. All of those stubborn, hard-headed men who refuse, won't hear about it, to go in and have their prostate checked. So we have decided to not just talk the talk, but to walk the walk and put it out there. And we hope that your life and your mind will be changed. Now, when we come back, we're going to tell you what happened with the surgery. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49%.
9% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, you can phone Kyle and his team at 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, a proud presenting sponsor for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. You can go to hicksonhasit.com. They're located in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and also the Voiles Commission of Tourism. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're having a critically important conversation, not just to our family, but hopefully to yours. We're talking about prostate cancer and the fact that DC was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And we were saying during the break, we feel your stillness. Thank you for those text messages that have already come in saying that you are praying for us and that God has it, and He absolutely does. And you know, we, DC, as we were going through, and we're still going through our journey, we really had to make a decision on when would be the best time and when you would feel comfortable telling this story.
Right, and we fully expected after we got back to tell it, but we thought we would be in a more completed state. And, you know, once again, you know, there's two plans. There's our plan and there's God's plan, and ours really just don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought that it was going to work out one way, and it just worked out so the way that it did.
And so let me just tell people what happened. We went in 5:30 on Monday morning to have the surgery, and that's why we've not been here. And so we do what we do. We get Deuce ready, and I did, of course, and took him to school and rushed back to the hospital in preparation for the surgery. And just to go to show you how when you really trust God, you can find things to laugh about. The first thing that DC asked the anesthesiologist was, am I going to get what, DC?
The propofol. Make sure they don't add it. Make sure I wake up. Man. I don't want to be like
And him, he man. Said it as a joke. And the lady said, yeah, that's what we use, propofol.
Yeah.
And then so he
I
said,
was like, wow.
Make sure y'all wake me up. She said, yeah, that's what we put you to sleep with. We use the propofol. And so we had a big laugh about that. But nevertheless, so the surgery got started right around 8:30. And not even, let's see, at about 10:30, the doctor came out with some news. And DC was still under. And he came out with some news that was disturbing at best.
To say the least.
He said, I cannot find his prostate. I cannot see it. And I said, what do you mean?
and you know doctors how they do. Well, he commenced to drawing me a picture, and I'm like, what is the bottom line? And he said, I cannot see it. So he draws a picture, and he says, there is a really big mass. In fact, he called it a tumor.
Tumor.
Blocking his prostate, and we can't get to it. And at that point, I have no answers, only, and you guys know what I do for a living and have done, my mom said, since I've been old enough to talk, is ask questions. So I'm left sitting with lots of questions and no answers because they don't know what this quote-unquote tumor is. And so they have to, at that time, abort the surgery. They have already gone in and made the incisions for the surgery. But at this point, they have to abort because they don't know what is going on. And so we're essentially going back into recovery because they've started the surgery at that point.
Actually, I'm actually opened up and they're looking inside of me trying to get to the prostate. So
right.
All of the incisions and everything have been made to make to get the prostate out. They're ready.
They're ready. But there is a, he says it's about 8 centimeters big. And then he shows me with his two hands. And I could see on his face the worry, the uncertainty, the unknowing.
He had absolutely no idea what it was. And then speaking to him afterwards, when I came to, he said, you know, it's about 8 centimeters long. So when I was telling Dr. Jones, he said, man, you must mean 8 millimeters. I'm like, 8 millimeters, eight centimeters. And so it's bigger than, because we were thinking, okay, well, maybe there's a little mass there. Maybe they'll mm-hmm. have to move it. And the guy was saying, I absolutely have no idea what it is, why it's there. And it's so big. It's about the size of a fist, you know, and he had absolutely no idea what it was. And he said, you know, I couldn't cut it because not knowing what it is, it could be an aneurysm. It could be cancerous. And if it is cancerous, it can kill you right there on the table.
Right. Or it could be an aneurysm. They just don't know.
They don't know what it is. Or it could just be some type of mass. So they had to cease and desist with the surgery. So they brought me out. And when I woke up, I was just elated to be woke. I was like, wow, I'm woke. All right, it's out. My first question was,
is it out?
And then I grabbed my deal.
Your deal.
I had to grab myself to see if
it was still there.
Yeah.
And it was still there.
I was happy. I was absolutely happy. Looked like nobody could actually look at me and tell me, hey, your prostate is still in. And then when they did say it was still in, I was even more happy to know that my prostate was still in.
Yeah.
But then they dropped the bomb on me about the big, oh, man.
Right. And so we have really.
But I was still happy.
And we have found many things.
I was still happy to be out from under that propofol.
Right. And so the last 48 hours have been harrowing, to say the least. And so.
So now we're gripped with the fact that, okay, you woke, we made the incisions, we did everything that we was going to do to get the prostate out, but we couldn't get it out because you've got this big mass blocking it. So now the whole day, Monday afternoon after we came out, because I walked right out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Just walked right out, was a little sore and stuff. But
in pain from.
Yeah, in pain from the incisions, but still, you know, still sort of under and under pain medication. So it wasn't really as bad, as, you know. Mm-hmm. But
we had to deal with the whole day and the whole night of not knowing.
Of not knowing because they wanted to, what they did was schedule me for a CT scan to try to look at the mass, the tumor, to see exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday morning, we had an appointment early in the morning to go in and take a CT scan.
And before you say what happened, you know, again, y'all, we got so many text messages, and it's just so much. The story is just so expansive and continuing that you just couldn't text it all. And we were just so emotionally, just.
Well, because at that point, we're thinking this could be death,
right?
Too. I mean, with this big tumor, you know, we're trying to figure out what it is, and, you know, so.
So, yes. Right. And so we really have gone through a lot emotionally in the last several days. And so yesterday morning, we went to the hospital to have the CT scan. Well, we still don't know what it is because we have to wait until the afternoon until they can read what it is. And so in the process, we went and we prayed with our pastor, and we want to thank our pastors and our church family.
Absolutely.
Pastor Greg Tejada and the Word Christian Center for lifting us up in prayer. And so.
And Pastor Greg stood tall, man.
He did stand
tall. Nothing shakes him up. Yeah. He's just not scared of the devil.
That's right.
He's not scared of it.
And you know, all night.
He's not afraid.
And let me just add this, because when you hear the C word, and then DC did not fully understand.
He fully said that you're going to be fine.
Right.
He meant that. He said that.
And he stood on it.
He stood on it. He said, you're going to be, whatever it is, you're going to be fine. And whatever it is, it's not going to harm you.
That's right.
That's what he said.
And that
was his exact word.
And we know that's God's word is true. We stand on it and we believe it. But at that moment, you are gripped by uncertainty, because we won't use the fear word. But it just is what it is. And so all night, we toiled. And I didn't sleep well. And I kept
tossed and turned.
And DC sleeps like a rock. But I kept finding myself asking God, please, please, God, please, God. You know what? God quickened me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, stand in your authority. You have authority. And I said, that's absolutely right. And I shared that with DC on yesterday morning, and he said, I got that same word. And DC said, and we knew we would share our story, but we just didn't know how, we didn't know when. And DC said, I believe, in fact, I know that I have gotten a word from God that says that we have to share DC's story.
Yes.
And so that's why we're sharing it. And then yesterday afternoon, we went back and we got the results from the CT scan. And thank God, it was a report that was a mixed report, because it was not indeed a tumor. What they found is that the way that your kidneys are situated, they're usually on either side. They're together. Well, DC's kidney, his right kidney is positioned exactly where it's supposed to be, but his left kidney is positioned at the bottom of his pelvis. And they call it a pelvic kidney. And it happens, but it happens in rare cases. So thank God it was not indeed a massive tumor. But it still creates a problem that has to be figured out. And so he didn't have the surgery, and we're sort of at a place of prayer. That's why we wanted to share this. We need people to agree with us, not feel sorry for us, in prayer. And God gave us this word in prayer for the doctor. He had me to pray for witty ideas, and it's scriptural. In Proverbs 8:12, it talks about, I wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. And that's just one translation. And so what that really means is that God will give you new ways, new strategies, new ideas to get things done. He'll give you witty ideas. And that's the word I got, DC, witty ideas.
Right.
And so we need a witty idea on how to get your prostate out.
Absolutely, because the kidney is still blocking the robot from actually going straight in where it needs to go in to get the prostate out. So now the dilemma becomes how to move the kidney to get to the prostate.
Right, without actually eliminating the kidney, because DC is in immaculate physical condition, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no, I mean,
especially
nothing.
Since I lost the 20 pounds. And a lot of the reason why I was so adamant about losing the weight is because they were going in through my stomach, and my stomach had gotten so big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that I would be helping the surgeon if I would lose some weight, and that's what made me buckle down. When you say, well, what really made you do it? That's what made me do it, because I didn't want to have the doctor negotiating with all of that fat to try to get to the prostate.
Right. And so this has been a harrowing, harrowing journey. And we've been on this journey for quite some time. And so when you hear us come on the mic and say, hell no, it was even bigger for us than we could even articulate at the time. And we continued to fight. We still continue to fight for breast cancer. But our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten. Our mission is to spread the word to help people, DC.
Absolutely.
And that's why it was so critical to
And in doing that mission, God, you know, we often say here, when you pour water on others, God will pour water on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we were not helping people to go to that prostate event to have their prostate checked, I wouldn't have never gotten my prostate checked.
That's right.
And I would still be walking around with prostate cancer, even though it's the very early, early stages of it. I would still not know that I had it, and I would not be doing anything to try to become a prostate cancer survivor, which is what I'm going to be once we figure out what to do next. And we're just waiting on God to show us, you know, which avenue to take, because we know that there's a plan for this, and it's a reason for it. And, you know, prostate cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence.
That's right.
Just like breast cancer doesn't.
That's right. And so our missions are intertwined to fight cancer, especially those cancers that with early detection, they are curable. And I want to say to all of my brother friends, my anglers, my hunters, my menly men, because I count David Christmas as one of the most menly man. He's a manly man. He's a man's man in every sense of the word. Wives, I want to share with you that no matter what men are saying, and again, the African-American male is at the top of this list because they feel so violated by having an anal or rectal exam. They feel, every man feels the vulnerability of being intruded upon rectally, but it is just a fact of life. And once cancer exits or leaves the prostate, one of the first places that it likes to go is into the lungs. And what I am sharing, what we are sharing this morning, is a story that we hope will not only save DC's life, but it will save your husband's life. It will save your life. It will save the lives of men. That you won't wait until prostate cancer overtakes your body and that there is really nothing that can be done. So we are asking every man to know your numbers, your PSA. If you are 40 years old, or if you have a family history of prostate cancer, we are begging you to get checked. We haven't told you this story to say, oh, poor David and Carlette. We have told you this story to change lives. Because we are survivors. And we're standing on God's word. We know that we have been put here for a purpose. And we have known all of our lives together that that purpose is to do what we do and to do it together. So no matter what it looks like in the natural, we know that God is going to give the witty idea so that DC can have his prostate removed. We absolutely are counting on it. We're standing on it.
We know cancer does not come from God. But God uses people and conditions to change the game. And today, we're asking you to be a game changer in your life. We got a text already from a lady that said, this confirms it. I have been on my husband. We're asking you not to wait. We're asking you to push past your fear and to get your PSA checked. You're on point, everybody. It's Wednesday. Got to take a break.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. Also proud sponsors alongside the OPT network for the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
Darlene St. Romain and her team, thank you guys so much. Thank you for always being the change that you want to see. You can phone them in Bunkie at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, here's the number, 337-942-9939. Y'all, as we're wrapping up the show, we're talking about prostate cancer. And we're talking about you being proactive. We've already gotten several phone calls. And I know from my perspective as a woman, it is different from your perspective as men. But you can weigh the cost. You can determine that you want to have an erection, a hard-on, however you want to call it. Or you can determine that you want to live. You still have that if you find it early and you're still totally functional.
Now, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Because this is important. You know, men really did used to have problems with this. You know, some 20 years ago, if you got prostate cancer, you were going to have some problems.
Right.
That's just how it was. Technology hadn't caught up to where we are today. 20 years ago, if a man was diagnosed with prostate cancer, he had decisions to make, and a lot of them decided that they were not going to do anything because they wanted to have their manhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, and we're not, you know, we're not trying to tell anybody, you know, the decision you make is the decision that you make that you feel is best for you and yours. You know, I appreciate that. Being a man, I understand that. I appreciate that. But today, you don't have to do that. You know, today, because you get diagnosed with prostate cancer, it doesn't mean that if you detect it early, there's so many different ways to treat it today. You know, technology has come a long way,
mm-hmm.
and you're not, you know, a lot of older guys, you know, who when they were 40, 45, they may be 65 now.
Right.
You know, it was different for them.
Right.
But for a man now, you know, we have more options, and it is not the end of your libido just because you get diagnosed with prostate cancer.
And talk about,
you know, and I've researched every phase. I've left no stone unturned. I've talked to people who are foremost experts in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've had the opportunity to sit down and question people to get informed properly and know. And I've also talked with many men who have had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've actually talked with people who have had it. I've talked with people who have had it years ago who mm-hmm. are still not dead,
mm-hmm.
but they had some problems. I've talked to people who've had to go out and get extensive work done so that they would be able to have their sexual prowess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's so many different ways. You have to be careful from getting information from somebody who is just an armchair quarterback and don't have the real facts.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to be careful because you will be misinformed and you will make a decision based on fear and you will be dead
mm-hmm.
because you've gotten bad information. There is so much information out there now and there's so much help out there now that, like I said, early detection is the key.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely the key. The fact that I was diagnosed so early, it's not that big of a deal that we're running into this snag because we've got time.
Right.
Prostate cancer is very slow growing,
mm-hmm.
especially the one that I have.
Well, say the one that you have.
Yeah, because, the one that I have, right. Because they were saying that if I wouldn't have detected it, it may have been 20 years before I even realized I had it.
Right.
You know, it could have been 10, 15, 20 years before I even realized that I had it. So being that we detected it early, it's given us more opportunity to make good decisions because mm-hmm. we're not in such a hurry.
Right.
You understand?
And I just want to share this with our listeners, and this is something that people don't know about DC. He is probably, has been in his life, one of the most private people that I know. And so I want to thank you, DC, for your heart, your courage to share your story with men, because I know it was not an easy decision to make, but we know that it is a necessary decision to make. So for that, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for your spirit, because your spirit has helped me
to be where I am with what we're going through. And, you know, we felt like this. We're not going to ever, we've said it before, we try to give financially, and we believe, God, that we'll be even bigger financial givers. I said, I prophesied that we're giving by the hundreds, we'll give by the thousands, and eventually we'll give by the hundred thousands and even the millions. And so we cannot sit here every day and ask you to do things that we will not do ourselves. And DC is the catalyst for this program. He is the business mind, his acumen as a businessman to make this business what it is because of him. I am the voice that you hear, but behind the voice, there has to be business. Without business, you would not hear the voice. And so for that, I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful that you are a man's man. And we know that God's word is true. And we know that every organ and every tissue in your body will, because God said it, function in the perfection in which God has created it. And so before we've got to go, DC, I want you to share with men the importance of this issue.
This issue is very important, and any man who is 40 years old who have not been, hadn't had their prostate checked, you need to get it checked. It affects African American men disproportionately greater, and you know, people are having it younger and younger. And you know, basically, I was diagnosed at 45 years old. And when you're diagnosed early like that, this prostatectomy is very effective in younger men because we're stronger. But I would say to any man today, don't be gripped by fear, because fear will debilitate you into doing nothing, and eventually it will hit you, and it will have come out of your prostate, be into your lungs. And you know, I had a brother, March of 10, that 11 that died suddenly, because he didn't know he had cancer, and he had liver cancer, and they said when they did detect it, 3 weeks later he was dead. And so early detection is absolutely the key to prostate cancer. All you have to, it's a very simple procedure. All you have to do is go in, they do a very easy check and get a little blood from you, and they can tell if your PSA is high.
And if your PSA is high, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have cancer.
Absolutely.
But it is an indicator that something may be at bay, or something is not right. And so, again, DC, just thank you for the courage, for the grace. And we want to ask that all of you guys keep us in your prayers. We're going to continue to work.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to say hell no.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no. That's why we can say it strong and firm, because we believe it. You guys are absolutely incredible. And those prayer warriors that will pray, we don't want you to feel sorry or sad, because we have already won. We just got to continue the process. We'll let you know how it ends. And we will have to have surgery. It's just a matter of when and who will be able to get the job done. But we want to thank you again for all the texts, all the phone calls, all the concern. And we want to thank you for being such an incredibly great listening audience this morning and every morning. You know we love you. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. Don't forget, be the change that you want to see in the world. But remember, change starts with you, and it starts with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you,
And I know it's gone.